As everyone is well aware by now, we are in the 250th anniversary period for our great country that we live in, and I think everyone else should think it's the best and only place to live on Earth, regardless of all other things. Every town in the area are doing celebrations, and they all most towns do July 4th celebrations, but this year, because it's extra special, a lot of these celebrations are enhanced, or parts of our history are being put out by historical associations, and they're sharing this information for periods of time, which is great for us all to learn about where we came from. Sometimes we forget about that, and we need to kind of come back to what 1776 was all about. The folks in Sharon were so excited about what they're doing, they came to us and said, "Look, can we come on the air and talk about it?" And I said, "Sure, you can." So we're going to welcome today from the Hotchkiss Library, Gretchen Hotchmeister, Abby Nova, who is with the Sharon Historical Society, and Dawson Miller, who is the pastor of the Congregational Church here in Sharon. Welcome, folks.
Thank you. Hello.
Abby, you're the historian, so let's have you kick off and tell us how your approach is going to celebrating the 250th.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having all of us. I will say this has been a wonderful collaborative team effort. We couldn't have done it without the Congregational Church and Dawson, Pastor Dawson. Gretchen at the library has been just a partner every step of the way from the first meeting we had a year ago. And I'm so particularly proud of the committee because we have 17 town organizations with us, from the American Legion to, the Sharon Women's Club and the Sharon Garden Club, plus, the key members of the committee, the Congregational Church, the library, the Historical Society. It's been fun and really wonderful to get everyone working together to celebrate 250 years. So I can tell you a little bit about what's happening on Saturday, July 4th. There's been a run-up of events that have already happened, but the sort of capstone event will be noon to 2 p.m. It'll happen between the Congregational Church on the green, the Historical Society, between the Historical Society and the library. So I don't want to do all the talking. Gretchen, do you want to talk about
Sure.
what the library is doing that day? And then Pastor Dawson can chime in.
Sure. I'll start actually at noon and just say that History Without Walls will also be with us, a wonderful organization, and they will be firing cannons on the lower green between the Historical Society and the Congregational Church at noon and also at the end of the day, shortly after 2 o'clock, sort of ringing in and chiming out our festivities. At 12:30, we're asking people to join us in front of the library. We have organized a reading of the Declaration of Independence to begin at 12:30. We have 20 readers who have signed up in advance. They've been given their, or will be very shortly, given their particular section they'll be reading. And I think the whole thing will probably take less than 15 minutes, but it should be a lovely community event, all kinds of people taking one section of the Declaration to read out loud. And then there's going to be food scattered throughout town as well. A hot dog truck will be providing refreshments at the Historical Society, and there will be a wonderful ice cream truck. The ice cream emergency truck will be at the library, and there will also be fresh lemonade and treats and music at the Congregational Church. And I believe, Abby, is still the plan that the road will be closed for a while?
So there will be a manned crosswalk.
Okay. So there will be people on the green, but there will be provisions on hand to have people cross safely from the green to the Congregational Church. And I believe at 2 o'clock, all across the country, bells are going to be rung, which is quite lovely at 2 o'clock Eastern time. And it should be wonderful. So, Pastor Dawson, if you could tell us some more about what's happening at your place.
Well, thank you. Since the church has really been here with the establishment of Sharon as a community, we feel very honored to be a part of this, not only of the 250th anniversary of the country, but also to add a portion to the celebration of the city of Sharon. So at noon, we're going to ring our bells independently as kind of a kickoff and a start, followed by the cannon, and then we have a series of activities planned in and around our church, including Bog Hollow. The band will be playing out front. We will share some of the activities of History Without Walls as they go back and forth and with various families and information like that. We have set up some playthings or toys and activities for youth to show what kind of things young children would have done during the colonial days, and educating people of what a day would look like. We're opening the doors of our church and inviting people to come in and look around. In last year, we finished a redecorating of the church, if you will. It wasn't we didn't have to do complete restoration, but entirely picking up and cleaning up the interior. And we've got some history of the church and what it meant to the revolution. We've got some presentations that will be done, and then at 2 o'clock, we are also honored to join churches around the country that are asked to ring their bells for 13 times to designate the 13 original colonies. Our church is actually a group of two churches that combined about 50 or 60 years ago, and we have the Ellsworth Church's bell as well, and we're going to ring both our bell in the steeple and the Ellsworth Church that is beside to add to those churches throughout the day. So we'll have a whole history of items going on and things, activities for people to come and walk through and observe and ask questions. And then our plan is on Sunday to recreate, so to speak, what a worship service would have looked like in the colonial days, as if it were July 4th of 1776. So we'll are doing a number of things that would bring people's mind and memory back to what it would look like on a normal Sunday back during the revolution.
Well, Pastor Miller, how old is your church building?
The building that we are in right now is 203 years old, but there were two previous buildings that date back to the 1739 founding of Sharon. One was directly across the street in the green, and the other, I believe, was down closer to the clock tower. The original building was down by the clock tower. But in the 200th anniversary of the building itself was what sparked us coming in and painting the interior and making sure that it was cleaned and picked up, and I shouldn't, we keep it clean and picked up, but we added a bathroom for handicap accessible. We added the ramp for incoming interior. We did a number of things to try to make it as accessible as we could.
Well, that's great. I thought that building was quite old. 200 was a little more than I expected. Abby, the building you folks occupy, how old is that building?
So it was built in 1776. So it is also celebrating its 250th. And actually, the leader of the Sharon militia built the house, Ebenezer Gay. So, I think he'd be very pleased to see, his efforts have lasted this long.
So that one was actually here in
Yes,
1776.
it
That's
was.
interesting. Now, Gretchen, the library was built when?
Oh, it's much younger, 1893.
Okay. I know we talked about the history they do a program for us on Fridays called Between the Stacks about libraries. And she once talked about it has a very juicy history behind it, the Hotchkiss Library, but we won't
It
talk about that
does.
today. So that's we'll stay away from that. Okay. So, folks, as I said earlier, if you're just tuning in, we've been talking with members of the various organizations here in Sharon about their celebrations on July 4th, which is the 250th anniversary of these United States of America. They are quite excited about what they're doing. Now, the events are rain or shine for folks
Yes.
coming in. And events start at noontime with cannon firing. They go on to a reading of the Declaration of Independence at 12:30. There'll be hot dogs, fresh lemonade, ice cream, music by Bog Hollow between 12 and 2. Bells Across America at 2 p.m., where everyone across this country will be ringing their bells in unison and celebrating the country's history. More cannon fire, I guess, after that, right after the
Can't
ring.
have too
A
much cannon fire,
lot of
Mark.
cannons going on down here. Yeah, they're not loaded, are they?
No, absolutely not.
Because they made the well, they made all that stuff around here too. Do we have? Is there anything that's actually original? Do you know of?
Well, I
Don't
will
know.
say I can tell you quite a bit about this because I spent a lot of time looking for a original, like a cannon that had been made in the Lakeville foundry, made something like 80 to 90% of the cannons used in the Revolutionary War. And so, of course, every historical society in New England wants one of those. And they're very hard to come by. The Salisbury Association, after a long search, did find one, and they have one. And I believe it is actually mounted on Main Street in Salisbury for anyone who wants to see an authentic cannon made in Salisbury. There is one there. We actually have three cannons in our exhibition, which will be open all day on July 4th. That's share it's called Independence Revisited, Sharon in 1776, 1876, and 1976. So my co-curator Chris Robinson and I were just looking at, what was Sharon like in 1776? What was it like in 1876? How did we celebrate the bicentennial in 1976? So we do have three cannons in that exhibition. They are all European cannons, but they are authentically from the 1800s. So come take a look.
Well, that's it. And where will those be set up at?
So the cannon, those will be are inside the museum, which will be open, and the cannons that the wonderful History Without Walls, which are historical reenactors, they are bringing possibly, definitely one cannon and possibly two. So there'll be a lot of cannons, and those will be, I think one will be on the side of the Congregational Church and one will be on the green. And I should just give them a real shout out. They're bringing, I believe, six. They'll be authentically dressed, including two women who are experts in sort of textiles of this moment. I believe they have a number of flags they bring. They do a variety of demonstrations and I think are very excited to be here, and we're really lucky to have them. And it was
Yeah.
a connection from the Congregational Church that helped us secure them. So we're doubly grateful for that. Wonderful.
And these activities are mostly on the green, yes?
I would say they're on the green, which is between the Congregational Church and the Historical Society. And then the green also is between the Historical Society and the library. We have one of the largest greens in the state of Connecticut.
You do. It's a very lovely one too. It's also I want to mention that at 4 o'clock there is a performance at the Sharon Playhouse, Swing Time Canteen. I don't know if tickets are still available, but you can check at their website, SharonPlayhouse.org, and that would be the place to buy tickets. I mentioned this because I was doing an interview with the gentleman down there at Sharon Playhouse earlier this year. And it's very important you go to their website to buy the tickets because, unfortunately, in this world today, we have scammers who are selling tickets to places like Sharon Playhouse, and the tickets you buy there are not real. So avoid that. They probably had scammers in 1776, too, as far as there's always somebody messing up the world, right? So, all right, folks, is there anything else we want to talk about today, or have we covered all those bases?
So I would just add, well, first of all, thank you for having all of us, but I did want to both say that the food is free. The hot dogs, the ice cream, the fresh squeezed lemonade is all free thanks to the generosity both of the town of Sharon, but also to Housatonic Heritage, which has been supporting all of these activities for the Sharon community. And thanks to their generosity, the food is free.
All
Yeah,
right.
going to be
Well,
great. Everyone should come out.
Everyone from everywhere, if they want, come visit the town of Sharon because they have all kinds of
Mm-hmm.
activities. All the towns having things we can share across and everything. Now, quick question. You are rain or shine? In the event, I hate asking this question, that it rains, is that going to put a damper on anything, or are we pretty
No.
prepared for cover?
I would say each organization is prepared to open its doors. I'll speak for the Historical Society. We do have a tent in our adjacent to our building, so there will be tables and chairs under a tent. So for inclement weather. And Dawson Miller, do you want to talk about your
We
thing?
our building will be open. There are restrooms that are open to the public and easily accessed. As I said, we'll have display things going on, but your people are welcome to come in. And even if there's rain, I believe during the reading of the Declaration of Independence, we may be more likely to come inside to the sanctuary and hear it read in its glory there.
Well, hopefully it's going to be a nice, bright, sunny weekend. Definitely going to be hot. We know that, but that's
Yeah.
okay. We rather that than rain, to be
Yes.
very honest. All right, everyone. Sharon celebrates the 250th anniversary of the United States of America this Saturday, July 4th. We have been talking with Pastor Dawson Miller from the Congregational Church, Abby Nova from the Sharon Historical Society, Gretchen Hotchmeister of the Hotchkiss Library, and they all say, come on down and help them enjoy. Starts at noon, goes on till 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and have a great day, guys.
Thank
Thank
you
you
so
so
much,
much.
Mike.